Christ is in our midst.
He is and shall be.
Today, dear brothers and sisters in Christ, we hear that wonderful gospel passage from St. John, that God loves us to such a tremendous extent that He willingly sent Himself, His Logos, His Son, into the world to take on our flesh and to redeem it. What better gospel reading than this could we possibly hope for before the major feast of the elevation of the cross, which we will celebrate this Wednesday? That He took on our human nature. He took our flesh to the cross and He made it new again. He made it fit for life with Him who is life. For what does St. John tell us, my dear brothers and sisters, in verse 16 of this passage? We were listening. We would probably know and probably do know this verse from heart. For he says, for St. John says, or Christ says, "For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whoever believes in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life." Now I know that we have probably heard this verse so often that it almost kind of sort of becomes a cliche to some of some kind. I mean, I've even seen car tags riding down the road with this particular verse on the car tags, right? And I'm sure many of us have. I think a lot of the times this verse is used simply in the context of simply acknowledging God. That sometimes, and a lot of the times, this particular verse is taken and understood that we should simply acknowledge God. We acknowledge Him in some sort of a sense. That we just say He's there. And although this may certainly be a great first step, we can clearly see throughout the Gospel of St. John and this particular passage in general that belief or faith in God involves something much, much more than simple acknowledgement of Him. Belief, my friends, is always accompanied by action. It is always accompanied by us doing something, following, and that something is following through with a life that becomes completely connected to the life that God, the Holy Trinity, is as an eternal relationship and movement of love. It involves us being partakers of that. It's not enough to simply say, "I believe in God. There, I said it. Now I'm saved." Right? Even the Epistle of Saint James tells us that even the demons believe and they tremble. In today's gospel, before the feast of the cross, Christ puts before us the antitype of Moses lifting up the serpent in the wilderness, which of course is a reference to the venomous snakes that God sent to humble the people of Israel as they grumbled and they complained against Him while in the wilderness. And Moses prayed for God's mercy on the people. And so God did have mercy by Moses' prayers and instructed him to make an image of a serpent and lift it high on a pole so that anyone who looked upon the serpent would be healed of their snake bite. What a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful antitype this is of Christ on the cross. Just as with the Israelites, when we gaze upon Christ on the cross with faith and love, we too, my dear brothers and sisters, are healed from the venom of sin that infects each and every single one of us. I mean, what a great mystery we have here, right? As God would have it, the image of the cause of death for the Israelites becomes the remedy for that death. How beautiful is that? And as with all the great signs of the Old Testament, this points to something greater being fulfilled in the New Testament with the coming of God incarnate, the Son of God, the Messiah, and His defeat of sin and death on that cross. So this Tuesday, when we make the procession of the cross on Tuesday evening during the Divine Liturgy, I pray that we all look upon that cross with faith and adoration, with this always in our hearts and in our minds. Christ's death on the cross is no temporal victory, my friends. Here again, we see that the instrument of healing itself was an instrument of death, just like the snakes that killed the Israelites, right? But greater is the death caused by sin if it is left unhealed and undefeated. I mean, a snake bite can kill the body, right? If we're bit by a snake, it can kill us. A venomous snake, a very venomous snake, it can kill us, right? But sin, my friends, does something far worse. It can kill the soul. So, we can see, to simply say that we believe in God and that He died on the cross for our sins is important. It is. And I don't mean to undermine that. But it is not enough, my brothers and sisters. These are mere words. They have to be backed up by something. And that is belief. And belief is much more than acknowledging God. It is a relationship. And this is what I mean by backing it up. This is a relationship and communion with God through the sacramental life of the church that He Himself has ordained and through which we are united to Him. We go further up and further into the church, striving always to deny ourselves and to take up our cross and to follow Him. In other words, we ascend the cross with Him. This is what Christ is referring to in our well-known gospel reading for today. This often quoted verse is to be understood within the context of having the cross always before our eyes. I mean, the cross is the most extreme expression of love that God gave us. The maker of the universe, the giver of life, was willing to become one of His own creation, to be tortured and to be suspended upon that cross, which was one of the most humiliating and painful forms of death in the Roman world. He came to defeat sin on our behalf, to conquer death, so that in this way, you and I, my friends, who have been baptized in Him and continue in His divine life, may become fellow conquerors with Him and through Him. It is for this reason that we lift high the cross of Christ, that we wear the cross around our necks, that we make the sign of the cross upon our person, And on Tuesday evening, we will venerate the icon of its exaltation, glorifying the cross, and especially glorifying Him who conquered death on that cross. So, dearly beloved, let us proudly wear that trophy invincible around our necks. Let us look upon the cross with hope in the resurrection and believe as Christ calls us to believe. If there is anything in this world that we should boast about, it is the cross. Let us boast in the cross of Christ. And as Christ commands and models for us, let us deny ourselves again as we take up our cross and we strive to live for Him and we proclaim His truth in a world that despises it. Let us follow Him. Let us live in Him. Let us prioritize our life and let us believe that He alone is over all temporal and passing things of this world, so that we might be saved, dearly beloved. And so, I will end with this passage from St. Paul's letter to the church at Galatia. St. Paul says, God forbid that I should glory except in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom the world has been crucified to me, and I to the world. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God. Amen.